Chanukah Sameach, and welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Tuesday, the 29th day of the month of Kislev and the fifth day of Chanukah. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. Once again, a reminder to check out those daily emails every day, but specifically, especially during Chanukah, there's a lot of information and resources there during these 8 days. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Uri Sapolsky of Kehillat Pardes, the Rock Creek Synagogue in Rockville, Maryland, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Sapolsky slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it'll be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Sapolsky to learn more about his wonderful community in Rockville. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sapolsky.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you for inviting me and being a part of this pause in the middle of our day, an opportunity to reflect, say some Tehillim, say some Psalms together, offer some prayers and words of healing, and also some words of chizuk, words to strengthen ourselves as we move into this dark period in our year, the winter, the darkest time, where we need the Hanukkah lights to especially brighten us and to pray for miracles, not just to remember old ones, but to pray this vaccine, the miracle of this vaccine can unfold and reach all of us wherever we are, and other miracles that we need in our lives. And I was thinking very much many years ago, I was a rabbi in New Orleans, and we're going to end our time today by reciting a prayer that's known as Achenu, Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael, which in English translates our brothers, our sisters, the entire family of Israel who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land. May God have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light. And this prayer is on my mind today, first because of those last words I said, me'afela le'ora, from darkness to light, and the theme of Chanukah, bringing light into our lives, and the recognition that we each are going through our own challenges. And as a nation, as a country, as a world, we are also going through a very difficult pandemic. And I remember in New Orleans, just after Hurricane Katrina, my family moved there to help the community rebuild. And the synagogue, Beth Israel, a beautiful synagogue in a beautiful community, had been completely destroyed by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. The synagogue took 10 feet of water. And if you can imagine 10 feet filling a sanctuary, completely covering the Aron, destroying 7 Torah scrolls that all had to be buried, because we bury holy objects that are not able to be used with God's name, destroyed the library and all of the holy books in the building, so much destruction. And we had to tear everything out. Things were thrown away and buried. But there was one thing that remained. After everything was cleaned out, after the water was pumped out, after things were dried out, after, you know, all the cleaning came through, there was one thing left in the building. And it was a poster from the Orthodox Union, a poster from the OU that had sort of molded itself. The water had stuck it and bled it into the wood paneling in the synagogue. There was a poster on the wall. And it was this prayer, an Achenu prayer, a prayer that would be said every day in the morning services. And even though it was destroyed and mold was growing out of it, it was still embedded in the wood paneling. And when we looked at that poster, we thought to ourselves, yeah, you know what, this is what's happening. We have gone through so much pain and suffering. And yet here come streams of college students, volunteers, groups from the OU, from Jewish Federation, from all over, people visiting to lend a hand and help a community in distress and right them and stand them back on their feet. And actually, the menorah, the Chanukiah from our synagogue was snapped in half by the floodwaters and covered in muck, but was restored and cleaned. And one day I got a call from the office of the vice president. I thought it was Alex, our synagogue vice president, but just playing a joke. But it was actually the office of the vice president, our current president-elect, Joe Biden, who called and said, I heard you had a broken menorah and that it was restored, a new light, and we wanted to invite it to come to, for you to bring the menorah to the White House, which we did to be lit that year on Hanukkah. And it's a symbol that we all are representations, the spirit, the light of God in each of us that can reach out and lift people in their darkness, in their hard times, that we are the representation of the divine spirit moving throughout the world and helping people to find what we'll say in the second chapter of Tehillim of Psalms, where will my help come? It's not only coming from above, it's also coming from within. And I'll just end by saying I stumbled across a quote in a book by Elie Wiesel, his book Witness, where he writes about Tristan Bernard, a French Jewish writer, who is on the run and finally arrested by the Gestapo and went through so much hardship up until that point. And when he was arrested, he smiled to his wife and she said, why are you smiling? You're arrested. And he said, you know, until now, I lived in fear. Now I shall live in hope. Everything has changed. Until now, I lived in fear. Now I shall live in hope. And it is my hope that as we see a vaccine rolling out, as we see Hanukkah and the lights of Hanukkah, that the fears and the anxieties and the struggles that we all live with in different ways on different issues, that we can have the strength and be given the strength by our loved ones, by our friends, by God, to move out of fear and into a place of hope on this Hanukkah. We're going to begin with a recitation of Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. I like to sing this psalm.
Mizmor leDavid Adonai Roeh Lo Echsar Binotesh Yarbitzeni Ame menuchot yenaleni nafshi yeshovev yancheini b'maglei tzedek leman shemo gam ki eilech begeitz al mavet lo irara כי אתה עמדי שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, תשענת בשמן ראשי. Kosi, my revayai, ach tova chesed, yedefuni koyemechayai, vishavdi bevet adonai, leyorech yamim lai, na 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 na
We turn to Psalms 121, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. A song of ascents. I turn my eyes to the mountains. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, Maker, Creator of heaven and earth. Shir lamalot, esa enai el harim me'ayin yavo ezri, ezri me'im Adonai, ose shamayim va'aretz, al yitein lamot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Inei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, yad yeminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmacha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitcha uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. The Lord will guard your going and coming now and forever. And we'll say Psalm 130, Tehillim Kuf Lamed, the song of ascents, calling out from the depths, Mima'amakim. Shir Hamalot, Mima'amakim Karaticha Adonai, Adonai Shima Bekoli, Tihyena Aznecha Kashuvot Lekol Tachnunai. Im avonot tishmarya, Adonai mi yamod, ki imcha haslicha, leman tivareh. Kiviti Adonai kita nafshi, velidvaro chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai yachesed v'abeimo fedut, v'hu yifted Yisrael mikol avonotav. May God grant us the strength and healing that we need. We recite now Amisha Berach for Cholim, a prayer for the sick. We'll pause and invite you to whisper the names of loved ones, of friends, of those who need our prayers of healing. Mi shebeirach avoteinu, Abraham, Yitzchak v'Yakov, Moshe, Aharon, David u'Shlomo, Tuyevarech v'yirape, Et ha-cholim v'et ha-cholot. May God bring healing and strength to the following. I have in mind my Abba, Avram ben Zelda. Also have in mind Tzvi Aryeh ben Tiferet and Anna bat Rachel and Tamar bat Guta. Ba'avur shekol kal mitpalin ba'avuran, on behalf of this community's prayers, Bishchazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, God should have mercy on them, Lachlimam Lapotam Lachzikam Lachiltam, to grant them the healing and the strength that they need. Vishlach lehem erfuah shalema min ha-shamayim l'kol v'hem b'kol gidehem, to send a speedy healing to all of their body and soul. B'toch shar chole Yisrael, refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, hashtar ba'agala v'zman kariv, v'nomar, amen. And let us say, amen. We conclude with the Achenu prayer that we began with, the prayer thanksgiving of hope, of being delivered from distress and captivity, from darkness to light.
Acheinu kol beit Yisrael. Acheinu kol beit Yisrael. Hanetunim batzara. Batzara uva shivya. Haomdim ben bayam uven baya basha. Amakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem, biyotziyem mitzara. Liveracho umeafel aliyora. Umishibud legeula hashta. Bahagala uvizman karif venomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Topovsky. You know, the timing is perfect, as just this past Sunday we had Rabbi Pernick, who I believe is, I think, second or maybe third generation Gabe of their prior Rabbi Greenberg. So we've had a little connection to New Orleans just this week, and I've seen the menorah firsthand a number of times during my visits to New Orleans. So I truly appreciate getting some of the background, obviously, of course, hearing your beautiful voice. So thank you so much for joining us today, and obviously, I wish you a full shalema to your father and to all those whom we are praying and davening for. And we'll transition at this point to the next segment of our call. And first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Thanks for having me and for giving me this opportunity to connect in tefillah and prayer with so many. You know, how are we doing? How are we all doing during this very challenging time? I've been thinking to myself that change is a very hard thing, hardest. But what's amazing is that we have discovered that we're quite good at it, actually, that we are amazing at adapting and finding ways to overcome challenges, and even those that struggle to do so, that as communities, we reach out and support each other and help each other through this. And I've just been inspired to see my children, my four children, my wife and I and our community all finding ways to navigate the change that life brings, the uncertainty that life brings, and lean into that, recognizing that we don't know what's going to come tomorrow, but, having faith that only one knows, and our job is to walk through that journey. My daughter gave me a little card the other night, and it's been one of the things that we've tried to do during this difficult period is every Friday night we have secret simchas. We draw a name from a jar of everyone in our family, and that's your person for the week that you have to bring extra simcha, extra joy to for that week. And it's helped us, as we're spending a lot more time together, just focus our energy positively in one way. So my daughter was my secret simcha, and one of the things she did for me that week, she wrote me a card telling me how much she appreciated me. She's 9, but she wrote in there all these wonderful things. And then she said, and I even like it when you make dinner, even though you make the same thing over and over and over again. And I feel like, we're experiencing that cycle over and over. Every day almost feels the same sometimes, but we're all finding a way through it.
Well, I think the discovery of ourself as well as communal resilience over these past few months, now almost a year, has really been extraordinary. And we're much stronger than we think we are. And what a positive spin, what a great takeaway for your family to do that. And I hope our listeners can consider that as well. What a great idea. And are you willing and open to sharing what your menu is? What's the same menu that Abba's making every single time he cooks?
Listen, it's a very limited menu between the pancakes, the waffles, or the macaroni. But occasionally I surprise them with something very special. Okay. But that I got to keep close to the chest. My wife and I became vegetarian. I'm an aspiring vegan a number of years ago, and that's challenged the children as well as we start to focus much more on vegetables and beans and legumes and other types of ways to bring protein and deliciousness into our diet.
Wow, unbelievable. Okay, so to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to share with us, give us a little bit of a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Yeah, sure. So we are essentially a startup community in Rockville, Maryland. There's a large Jewish community in the greater Washington area. And but a number of years ago, the Berman Hebrew Academy, which is a large modern Orthodox day school in this area, moved to a neighborhood in Rockville, sort of positioning itself between large Jewish communities in Potomac and Silver Spring, Maryland, and set the school up there. And there was, at the time, no synagogue within walking distance of the school. And the school decided that it wanted to build a walking community around the school, to embed the school in a kehillah, and became one of the strategic initiatives of the school to start this congregation. And so today, our family moved here to serve as the first full-time rabbi of the congregation about 7 years ago. And the idea of growing a community almost from scratch with a handful of very dedicated families that were here before, and to partner with the day school in building a community that would be on mission and sharing a vision with the school. We are an OU member congregation. We call ourselves Kehilat Pardes. The name was born out of the idea of aspen trees. We are in a neighborhood called Aspen Hill of Rockville. And the aspen trees share a unique feature, which is that they share a root system. And we thought about these trees as a symbol for our community and what it means to create a caring community and a community that leans on each other and supports each other. And that's been a hallmark of our success and one of the things that we're most proud of. And the community is nestled along a beautiful creek, and so Pardes, the paradise, the orchard, felt very appropriate for us as well. And I'll just say that, you know, it's over the last 7 years, many, many families have now moved in here, and we have about 70 families in the congregation, about 100 young children under the age of 11 or 12, and it has the feel of a startup, dynamic, growing congregation. And something that I always say is that we embrace a culture of change, that every family that comes here helps to contribute to what the fabric of the community looks like, the energy of the community, what we're doing, where we're going, and trying to create a non-judgmental space that's eclectic and brings a diverse group of people here to help us develop and build a kehilah that we're proud of.
Amazing. Wow. But we're just a little pressed for time, so I'm going to skip over our next question and just jump to the last one. But with so much change, and we spoke about that a little bit earlier, the resilience of pushing through, getting through these challenging times. And now there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm located in South Florida. We've seen some of the vaccines have arrived to some of our counties down here just yesterday and today. And we're able to start to look a little bit forward and to hope that we're getting closer to the end than we are to the beginning. And so When you think about your shul, your kehillah, your community, we think about if we can daydream a little bit about a post-COVID-19 world, what communal changes do you anticipate for yours and perhaps the broader Jewish community?
Great question. You know, I was thinking a lot about the moment that I felt the calling to become a rabbi and how it might answer this question, actually. I met Rabbi Avi Weiss when I was a student at the University of Maryland at the Hillel, and he was giving a shiur, and he asked us a question. He said, "What's the most beautiful thing in a synagogue?" And, you know, some of us answered the stained glass windows or the voices, the faces, the architecture, the aron, you know, whatever the answers would be. And his answer, which surprised me at the time, was the most beautiful part of a synagogue are the ramps. The ramps that might allow someone in a wheelchair or a walker to enter the space to access the Aron or the Bima. Essentially, the most beautiful part of a synagogue is the things that make it accessible, the things that allow a diverse group of people to feel welcome and comfortable there. And I think that COVID has, the mechitza in our shul runs down the middle. And I like to say sometimes that when there aren't women, let's say, in shul at a particular time, that our shul feels half empty, that maybe we have a minyan, but maybe we're missing half the community for one reason or another. But we should feel that sense of who we are as a whole community. COVID has taught us right now with such limited numbers that we can gather. We're still davening outside. We're still praying outdoors. But now there's no children even there. Now there's many fewer people who are over 65. Now there are many young families that are trying to balance their children at home and can't be at shul in many ways. So what does it mean that we have a beautiful synagogue? What are we going to walk away with? We're going to appreciate the wholeness of our community, I hope, even more. All the different demographic, all the different pieces that make our community whole, whether that be the age demographics, younger or older, or the different types of personalities, or the different cultures or races, or the different folks with variety of disabilities, our special friends that make up who we are as a community. We're going to learn to appreciate all the different colors and faces and energies and voices when we come back, I pray, much, much more.
As Roger Thomas, we hope very, very soon. Rabbi Popovsky, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts, our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered to Latova for good. And may the Rabboni Sholom, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration and prayer by Yoni Bookstein of the Pico Shul in Los Angeles, California. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a great, healthy, and safe day. Happy Hanukkah.